Yitzhak and Zebulun, each own a synagogue, but there's no congregation, just two empty shuls. Because this is Afghanistan, once ruled by the Taliban, and these are the last Jews in Kabul. And while bombs fall from cowboy America, Yitzhak and Zebulun engage in debate. It's not Talmudic discourse, but venom and vitriol. It's their very own oppressive state. Zebulun told the Taliban that Yitzhak was an agent, and Israel had hired that stupid old fool. And because this was Afghanistan, he was tortured by the Taliban. These are the last Jews in Kabul. And while bombs fall from cowboy America, killing the neighbors and leveling homes, Yitzhak and Zebulun are caught in the crossfire of arguments that don't break bones. Zebulun lied to Yitzhak's wife, saying that Yitzhak was now a Muslim, so she wants a divorce from this husband who'll never leave Afghanistan without killing Zebulun. These are the last Jews in Kabul. And while bombs fall from cowboy America, Yitzhak and Zebulun play Russian roulette. And while Bush decrees they must all live in harmony, Yitzhak and Zebulun can never forget. Yitzhak and Zebulun each own a synagogue, but there's no congregation, just two empty shuls. Because this is Afghanistan, once ruled by the Taliban, and these are the last Jews in Kabul.